Blog Talk Radio.
You want WrestleMania? You want to live your dream? It's the moment. What do you want?
I still think the two of yous want me nowhere near that match. And I've been getting advice all night long whether I wanted it or not. And yes, I don't trust you. And yes, I got angry when I thought that my opportunity was being taken away from me. And yes, these people were chanting, "Knock them out." And so, yes, I punched you in the face, and yes, I slapped you in the face. But yes, if all that's keeping me away from my dream is two little words, then... Stephanie, Triple H, I'm sorry. Now that that nonsense is out of the way, we have a deal. My path to WrestleMania is clear for me to get my hands on Ronda Rousey, right? Because if anybody tried to steal my dream away from me, they would find themselves in the fight of their lives. You understand that? I don't care if it's you or anyone. No one is taking my dream away from me.
Becky, wouldn't have it any other way. Congratulations. You're going to WrestleMania.
So there you have it. It is set for WrestleMania. Becky Lynch.
Wait, that's it?
That's it. Congratulations. You're going to WrestleMania.
Very emotional confrontation between these two superstars. Earlier tonight, back in the locker room area, Ronda said, "Do the right thing, make this match happen." Becky apologized.
Hang on.
It's the chairman.
Hang on. So before you actually do something silly out there, let me get this off my chest. I think that Stephanie's right. That could be one of the greatest main events of all time. It could be. But Becky, I think you're bigger than WWE. You've got an attitude, you got a bad attitude. I don't like bad attitudes. That goes for you too, Ronda. So you're not the man, I'm the man. Sometimes a man has to make tough decisions, okay? And here's one of them. Becky, you're suspended for 60 days. I'm not going to accept your apology. They may. I'm not, okay? Which means, let's see, that suspension runs out. 5 days after this WrestleMania. We need someone to take your place, someone with charisma, someone with charm, someone who knows their lane and they stay in it. We need someone who's going to take Ronda to the limit. We need Charlotte Flair.
All hail the queen.
This is insane.
What just happened?
The man just happened. The boss. The chairman.
Wow.
Mr. McMahon just took Becky out of the WrestleMania match against Ronda and replaced her with Charlotte Flair.
Stop.
Yo, I've been laughing all week, you know. I've been in tears. Yo, I swear down, Charlotte is my hero. Charlotte Flair, we need a champion, a winner who knows her place, knows her lane, who represents the company. And Charlotte Flair is that woman. She will take us to victory. Vince, you got a bad attitude. We don't do that over here. Not on the JAMMS podcast. Hashtag, we can edit that. Yo, it's one of them shows, people, straight away. I ain't editing shit out. Grand Body P, Serial Killer, Shad Father, Mr. 101,000 is all in effect right now, man. BDSIR Network, the best I'm showing radio. How you doing, guys? One at a time, one at a time.
Ladies first.
The lady's not here. I don't know where she is. I think she's in Poland or something.
I thought Sacco was on. Is
that
there?
Oh, no. What happened to the serial killer?
I'm not answering those two. Matt Sacco, so why?
What a pair of blunders. I'm not answering them.
I told you it's one of themselves, didn't I? I told you, when it comes to prediction shows, and you got Mr. 1000 on the show as well, you know what I mean? Anything is bound to happen. And I'll try this again. How you doing, guys? One at a time, one at a time.
Did you just ejaculate?
Oh, shit!
All it is the Bobby Roode theme. I just hit that play button. I'm good, Michael Grant, Mr. Grant Body P, Mr. I ain't afraid of no dogs.
I'll kick your ass. We've only got like a 90-minute show, right? Shad, I'm going to start with you, man. Shad, I'm starting with you. Charlotte Flair, talk about her. Because that was brilliant.
Well, she's very famous, because she's got a famous dad, and turned 70.
Shad!
Opens 70.
Careful! Careful!
She has the same posterior as her father.
It's the wrestling, Shad. The wrestling this week, not just Charlotte Flair in general.
Oh. Okay.
I made a boo-boo there. sorry, listeners. I should have been more specific. I'll try this again. Charlotte Flair and her inclusion into the title match at WrestleMania 35 against Ronda Rousey. Talk about it.
Oh, God. I knew it was going to happen, so I'm not really surprised. I can't say I'm happy about it, but to be honest, I don't really care for anyone else, to be honest. I don't care, I just want to see them fight. If it's three women fighting, then cool. If it's two, cool. If it's one, that's cool as well.
Do you not think that it's just been done because WWE is just trolling everyone because they know what they really want?
Bingo!
Ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
and Triple T is just backstage pissing themselves laughing at this because they're trolling everyone. And I don't think Charlotte is going to be part of the match at Mania. You know, I don't think she'll end up being in it. I think she'll get fast-lined out by Becky. I still think Oscar's going to be involved in here somewhere. Maybe that's Charlotte Flair's match at Mania, but yeah, it's just so obviously a troll just to piss the fans off and get a reaction. So many people are falling for it. Wardle, what's your take on it?
It's exactly the same as you. I mean, otherwise you're going to have two faces. You've got Ronda Rousey versus Becky as both faces. So how would that work?
Like, I just been booed a lot.
Yeah, well,
that's not the reason why they're probably including us, so someone can get the boost.
But, let's all be real, this was always the plan. It was always going to be Charlotte Flair and Rousey in some way, shape, or form. And that was never changed. That was always the plan. It's been penciled in since last year. We knew it was all coming. We all said last year's show for Mania, we knew what next year's main events were going to be. And here we are, as predicted, it's going to be some sort of Charlotte versus Ronda match, as predicted. What a shock. But people are booing Charlotte and screaming at Charlotte, and it's almost like she's meant to be booed because she's a heel. Like, it's a weird concept that you're supposed to boo heels. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're supposed to hate them. Like, I don't know. I think it's great. Especially,
it's I don't know why people booed Triple T in the early 2000s when he was such a dastardly T. Well, they booed him. I have no idea. He loved tapping people on the head with his sledgehammer.
And I mean, because we're all about, you know, inclusion and stuff, obviously you've got Charlotte who's transgender, so that's a nice... You think people will be cheering her?
Oh, see.
She went to AEW and find out about transgender?
Don't get me started on AEW.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
It's not. All those bad dreams all into one.
It's not. It's
what?
Not.
Transgender?
Oh, you can't be a good Thai lady boy.
What?
Moving on before this gets...
Before it gets...
Did A surprise you what they've done with Charlotte? And B, does it surprise you how much the fans have fallen for it, hook, line and sinker?
This is what I can't understand!
They all think they're really smart and clever, yet they've all completely fallen for it and they've all lost their minds. It's so funny just watching how pissed off people have been about it.
I mean...
It's amazing. I'm loving it.
Yeah, here we are. This is a BDSIR network, right? This is a show for the intelligent wrestling fans, right? Right?
Well, arguably, yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, now, fans, if you've fallen for this, you are such dickheads. The rap music is playing, right? The rap music is playing, right? Right?
I don't know. You're the DJ.
Okay, So, hold on. So, let me get this right so I can understand this. All last week, and the week before that, and the week before that, and the weeks leading up to this shit, that's all we've been debating. We even debated it on the show last week. Should Charlotte be entered this match, and why, or why not? You get me? Right? So, obviously, WWE clocked onto this, and just as you guys said, right, Steel could have hit it right on the head, bingo, the bullseye went right to that inner red part of the dartboard, right? They seen it and thought, right, let's troll their class. Let's troll them right now. You know what I mean?
When they came out and told us that we were the authority, is that the trolling thing you mean?
Possibly. You know what I mean? It's like, come on now. First and foremost, Charlotte was in the storyline in the fucking first place. She was in the fucking storyline from November, so suddenly she's going to be taken out of this storyline? No.
Can I just remind people as well that because... she's not getting enough credit, and it's no one actually in this match, but she's not getting any credit for any of this, and that's Nia Jax. Because if it wasn't for Nia Jax bloodying up Becky Lynch in the first place, Becky Lynch would not be in this match right now. She would not be in the main event.
That's
what
they
would have already had the round of the Becky match, and Ronda would have gone over. So can we just... you know, can people just get off the high horses about how fucking amazing they think Becky Lynch is? Because she's not changed. She's still all right. It's just, she's just a bit bitchy and a bit mouthy now. But, you know, where's the Nia Jax love? Because if it wasn't for her clocking her straight in the mouth, where would we be now? It'd just be Ronda versus Charlotte anyway.
So
nothing's changed, except Becky's the one who forced her way into this match. It's not the other way around.
Blessing in disguise, innit? You know what I mean? And
Becky's the one who's come into this match. It's not the other way around. It's not Charlotte being included. It's Becky being included. Because it was always going to be Charlotte versus Ronda.
Yeah. That's true. It is true. You know what I mean? Let the truth be told. Becky was not in the match to begin with. She was not in the Royal Rumble to begin with.
Not too much, actually. She won the Royal Rumble she won the Rumble. Austin goes down as the winner, even though he didn't win it, but he won it. Okay, what, 2009?
Cena? No!
No.
2009. Fucking hell. Because I'm trying to remember the WrestleMania. I'm trying to remember the WrestleMania, you see. I'm trying to...
Okay.
2009?
Randy Orton won it?
Yes, and I could have sworn... that Randall kicked Vince McMahon in the head.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that was a wicked storyline.
That was a brilliant storyline. That was. That made me a Randy Orton fan. That storyline did.
Yeah.
Didn't he legitimately concuss Vince as well? He properly just kicked her in the head.
Yeah.
Was that a story where Triple T turned up at Randy's house?
Yeah.
He busted through his
window.
The one where he kicked her. What the fuck would you make is that Randall, during the whole exchange, was saying how you can't take his Royal Rumble spot away from him. It's like a contract. He was saying he would sue if he takes his title shot away from him.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. That's the same storyline, yeah.
When Randy got a bit like rapey.
Yeah. That made me a Randall fan because I was on the floor laughing. Let me tell you something about that, right? That storyline was so good, was so funny that my flatmate, who's not even a wrestling fan, was on the floor laughing as well. We was both on the floor laughing. That's how good that was. Randy Orton.
I don't know if it's on network. I'm pretty sure it's not on there.
Nah, man, that's on. Well, I don't know. I'm due to put my network back on, actually, because, you know what I mean? It's like, yo, I want to watch this Elimination Chamber, man. Word up, man.
The point I'm trying to make is that Becky should pick up a boss, man, and say, yo, what about this contract? But, you know, it's law?
Well, hey, see, this is what I'm saying, right? You know what I mean? At the time of recording this, it's the day before Valentine's Day. We've got until April, right? We've got until April, okay? So it's like, yo, there's plenty of time. I'm not worried. But for those, you know what I mean, those who've gone becks about it, they're all fools. Ultimate fools. Like, I'm trying to make my bullet points. One, Charlotte was in the storyline from November, right? Two, as you guys said, Becky wasn't in the match to begin with. She forced her way in the Royal Rumble. She was not supposed to be in it. You know what I mean? Lana was injured with her leg, whatever. That should be the end of it. Becky found her backside in there. You know what I mean? If Roman Reigns did that same shit, fans wouldn't like that shit.
I said that it was cool, man. So go ahead.
There you go. I was surprised that Kennedy didn't bring that up, to be honest. But there you go. That's another thing on top, man. It's like, come on, man.
All I'm going to say, this is the last thing I'm going to say on it. You guys can carry on, but number one, where's Oscar? Number two, if this is the main event, like the legitimate main event of Mania, you're going to get the biggest viewing drop you've ever had for a Mania main event. I'm just going to tell you now, nobody... It's only your diehards that will tune in for it. Only your diehards, because it's not going to be a good match. It's not going to be...
Whoa. Nah.
Ronda and Becky.
Nah, I disagree with you there. I disagree 100%.
It's not. If it was that good, it would have already main evented something. Like, and it would...
You know, the Charlotte versus Ronda match is fantastic.
Yes, but Becky isn't Charlotte.
Yeah, but what about the Sasha Ronda match at Rumble? That was good.
It was alright.
That was good.
No, I thought it was really good.
Yeah, Bayley went in against Ronda, and that was on a Raw.
I would give all of Ronda's matches 3.5 out of 5. All of them. This is on the fifth scale. I'll give it 3.5 bits. Like, I don't think it's not main event worthy. It's not. This will be co-main event as they do every year. It's not going to be the main event. It will still be Rollins going on last against Brock Lesnar.
Well, all right then. This is my
WrestleMania should close with Becky Lynch victorious. That is how Mania should close.
But you know she's not going to win. Are you for real? She's not going to beat Ronda. That's why it's either going to be Charlotte or Ronda retains. There's no way. She's not dropping it to Becky Lynch. Absolutely.
This is why they can't make a new start, because they keep dropping the ball and doing the wrong thing.
It's the right thing.
No, Becky winning is definitely the right thing.
No.
It would be a massive moment. It would be their cemented legacy. Bam. Brilliant.
Yeah, it's not D-Bry, is it? It's not D-Bry winning it.
Wardle, I'll put it to you, right, before I make my the rest of the bullet points that I've got, right? Let's say Becky doesn't win at Big WrestleMania. Ronda's already gone through Charlotte. She's already gone through Bayley. She's already gone through Sasha. And she's most likely going to get through Ruby Riott, right? She got through Nia, Alexa Bliss, all them people there. Who's going to beat Ronda Rousey for the title? Let's just say Becky doesn't win.
I would say it would be Sasha at SummerSlam.
Man.
Nah.
Man. That's what I'm saying. I honestly think in my heart of hearts that this match right here coming up is the catalyst for the whole Four Horsewomen shit that will follow on for the rest of the year. But that's just my opinion.
I don't have anything personal against Becky. I just, overall, she isn't the draw that people think she is. People cheer for Elias. The pops are bigger for Elias than they are for Becky. When he says, who wants to walk with Elias? And they go, oh, what does WWE stand for? They pop for bigger for Elias. That's all I'm saying. So if you listen, like, I just don't...
Yeah, but Becky ain't got no catchphrases, though. She just calls...
That's what I'm saying.
She covers out. She covers out in a shirt. That man. That's it. And that brings me to my next bullet point, right? People who think Becky's not even in the match, they're dumb, because I don't know if you guys have noticed, but on WWEshop.com, there's a new Becky Lynch shirt that's come out, and it simply says this: WrestleMania. WrestleMania.
I mean, in all likelihood, right, they're going to put the belt on Becky. It's the wrong move, but the likelihood is they'll put the belt on Becky. The problem is that people will then turn on her, because Becky's character now is the underdog, the fighter, the one that's chasing, right? Soon as you give that type of character the belt, people turn off them instantly. Instantly, they go, ah, she's boring now. And it would be in a matter of a week or two after she wins the strap. It will all be, yeah, well, she's not chasing it, so she's not as cocky anymore. And now, because they have to make her weak again for someone to look like a legitimate contender, don't they? That's how it works. You make them look weak for the next person to come and have a crack. Well, if she's not the strong, cocky, loudmouth character that she is now, people will turn off her. And then that's it. You've ruined it. Matt was talking about cocking it up. Cocking it up would be putting the belt on her. That would be cocking it up. Have her just chase it. Keep chasing the fucking thing. Let her win it at some point, but it's not Mania.
No, you've got to pull the trigger at Mania, or you've just wasted all that momentum and all that hype and all that sort of organic greatness that is the Becky Lynch train at the minute. You've got to pull the trigger on it.
I'm just going to say Braun Strowman. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Braun Strowman? What's he got to do with all this?
Well, should have pulled the trigger on Braun a few months ago.
Braun Strowman. They fucked it up.
Ditto Rusev.
Nakamura.
You know, look what happened to Bray Wyatt, for fuck's sake. Prime example of should have pulled the trigger.
The best thing they can do, in my opinion, just my opinion, the best thing they can do is put the strap on Charlotte as the corporate champion. And you have now got the monster fucking heel that is protected, because she's just the best. That she's the best women's wrestler. Right.
Corporate
deal.
We did that with Seth Rollins, and everyone hated it.
But it's all right to have a female Austin, but we can't have a female McMahon, is what you're saying.
We've overdone it to Seth Ward.
The whole Rollins thing went stale. Like, the crowd started turning on it.
Shadow
tell ya.
Yeah.
I'm ready to move on from this Charlotte thing, man.
Look, there was one more thing I wanted to put out there before we move on to MVPs and that. And that is the chair award related to all of this. And it goes out to Ronda Rousey section on Instagram, right, who really went in, and I don't know if it's trolling, but to me it's a chair award, because they obviously woke up out of their bed and didn't even change their brief to type this. It's all gone. For those who said, don't worry, Becky will still be added in the match, well, we want one-on-one match, not triple threat. WWE just don't understand that we haven't had enough of Charlotte Flair. I don't fucking care if this is a fucking storyline. What made her so special? Blonde? Boob surgery? Flair's stupid daughter? I guess God made a mistake when they should have took Charlotte instead of Reed Flair. Charlotte don't want to be a wrestler, spelled incorrectly, but she did it for her little brother, so that means she did it for someone else. Becky and Ronda did it for themselves. They work hard to reach this point. Charlotte already get everything. That's spelled incorrectly. First Hell in a Cell. First Steel Cage. Main event in Hell in a Cell. Tied with Trish with 7 title reigns. What else? I guess Becky needs to change her name to Becky Flair, or Ronda can do that to Ronda Flair. Fuck WWE. Fuck Charlotte Flair. Hashtag Becky got screwed. Hashtag AEW over WWE. Seriously, if you saw that Instagram post, it was hard to read because the grammar is appalling on it. That's a chair award right there. It's February, motherfuckers. WrestleMania's not till April. There's a WrestleMania t-shirt. Look on WWEshop.com. Look on the website, motherfucker.
That's that shirt is.
Huh?
Mandy Rose?
Don't give me joke. Don't give me joke.
Mandy Rose.
Mandy Rose. Nah, man.
Like
sorry. Getting angry over a thing like that when Daniel Bryan, we didn't even know when Daniel Bryan was going to get a title shot until WrestleMania 30, on the day of WrestleMania 30 itself, when he defeated Triple T, went on to defeat Batista and Randy Orton in the same night and won title, okay? And then WWE tried to start it out and say, yeah, that was all part of the plan. No, it wasn't, but hey, it turned out well in the end, okay? They're doing the same shit with this Becky Lynch shit. And you want to compare it on it? Get your chair! That's what we have to say about that. We've talked too long about this shit, and we've had a lot of fun, but we've got to move on to MVPs of the week. Shad, you will go first. MVP of the week. MVP of the week. Who do you have?
That's an easy one. I said it to myself when I was watching it. It's got to be Kofi Kingston.
He might be a full house here. Kofi Kingston.
Oh, I see why. Okay.
Yeah, because I ain't gonna lie, you know what I mean? I was very close to awarding Charlotte Flair the MVP of the week until Kofi Kingston happened. Kofi motherfucking Kingston. Smashed it. Absolutely smashed it. Talk about blessing in disguise. Mustafa Ali taking out the game. Kofi Kingston takes his place and does that. Amazing!
Thank God for February and Black History Month. That's what I'm going to say.
I knew it. That's why I said
I get why, Shad, because I knew exactly what you were thinking. I said knew exactly where if you were going.
Oh, shit. Because initially, right, when I found out...
If this was March, Kofi would have been out straight away.
Initially, right, when I heard that one of the New Day was going in the match, my first thought was... This is fucked up for Nakamura. That's fucked up. But then, when I think Kofi did that, I was like, wow. And the same thing happened, I mentioned it on the show like a couple of weeks ago, or maybe even last week. I says, a couple of years ago, Naomi defeated Alexa Bliss for the women's title on SmackDown. And that was in February, and the same shit came up, Black History Month. And I wasn't buying it because I'm a Naomi Mark. I'm the husband who got away. You know?
Away from the dog.
Shad! Shad!
Mid-air, I'm involved.
Shad! I see you with your little Cocktail and Wine Valentine special. You got all slow jams on us. Don't let me twist this on you, you know. Don't let me twist
this. That reminds me that we've got to do our best couples of the WWE era.
Oh no, I don't think that's a good idea. Last time we did that. Last time we did the WWE's best couples for Valentine's Day, it turned into 20 minutes of macho shad.
And I was talking to the Hulkster and he told me, no, don't do it, don't go there. Couldn't help myself then. And then I see Elizabeth and she was looking fine. And she was fine. This is what I'm gonna do, man. I'm gonna tell Roddy Piper to kiss his little skirt off, and then ooh, yeah, dig it.
I'm done.
Enough is enough. Enough's enough. Oh God, enough.
Ooh yeah.
Put it right there, Stephanie. Put it right there. Yeah, Stephanie. Oh, yeah. I'm the spread of that. You know what you're going to do after that? Yeah. This is what you're going to do. You're going to get down on all fours. Get down on all fours. And then let me show you a little something about the style. Oh, yeah. Oh, Stephanie McMahon. Oh, yeah.
Enough is enough.
That segment is the best thing ever recorded in podcast history, without a shadow of a doubt.
Oh my God! Yes! What?
Oh, scared! Oh, yeah! Oh, scared! I'm gonna get up in that ass! That's what I've got to do, because if I don't do it, then you know what's gonna happen to me? I'm gonna have to, Stephanie, stop, Stephanie. Oh, yeah, Stephanie. Oh, God damn. Oh, Damien, come here. Oh, Jake, Stephen, Damien, oh, Stephanie, oh, how you like leather? Oh, Stephanie, oh, if you like leather, you can put it in my belt. Stephanie. I gotta go.
Oh, God.
Motherfuckers are talking about, is he ready to become WWE champion? Well, the grad says, I wished.
He was ready to be WWE champion when he had that feud with Randy Orton.
Yeah, definitely. I was just about to say that, Wardle.
Not yet.
That standout bit.
No, 10 freaking years ago?
If they were ever going to do it, that was the time. Fucking hell.
The only way Kofi's going to get a title is if it's February and he's got a briefcase.
The Oculus new hashtag right there. That was
it. It's just sad though, isn't it? He ain't right, but it's not wrong.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
That's what I like about Shane. You're there shaking your head at him, and then you go, actually. I mean, he normally said it in a really dreadful way, but he's right.
It is about time Flair died. He is right.
Final!
Which one?
Oh my God!
Celebration. Vince will get him some pretty ladies, and his heart will just stop.
No! Oh no! 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 No!
Matt Stephanie Rolls yet.
Oh no!
Mandy Rose up if Ric Flair comes to town for an episode of Raw. Lock her away. It won't end well.
Celebration thing. I was so tempted to type shouting it on Twitter, but then I thought I better not. I'm not going to open up that can of worms on Twitter.
I swear, Wardle, when they announced that the M celebrating his 70th birthday, I instantly thought of Shad. I burst out laughing. I thought, oh shit. Oh shit, no. Oh shit, man. Wardle, is your MVP of the week any different from ours?
It is.
I had a feeling.
I've actually got two.
Uh-oh.
Because I can't decide. My WWE MVP of the week is The Revival.
Yeah. I've got to agree. The Revival at last. You know what I mean? It's true. They should have won them titles from 1990 watts.
And it was such a sick finish to the match. Chad Gable jumping off the middle rope and then he catches him into the shatter machine. Such a good finish. And then I just got an honourable mention for the Switchblade Jay White for becoming the fourth youngest heavyweight champion in New Japan and also the very first New Zealand-born champion this week. So big ups to Jay White.
Oh yeah, that guy rings a bell now. I remember that kid. Yes.
WWE will snap him up very soon. I can feel that.
Okay, so Biatch of the Week, Shad, who you got?
Oh man, it's gonna be the same as last week. I'm sorry to tell y'all. It's gonna have to be Becky Lynch.
Oh.
storyline.
Yeah.
Pioneer spot. She went to the doctor in the end, even though she said she wasn't going to go, but she went.
Yeah.
She liked us. What was it this week now, since they're starting to change the whole storyline? Oh, I can't remember. What was it this time? Say I'm sorry, that was it, yeah. You know how many times I've even make apologies in my life? Every single time. And for her not even to be able to say it once, I'm sorry, sorry. That's all you have to say? And he's like, you care about WrestleMania that much, you're lying, cheat. Doing like Eddie Guerrero and
Shad Farber. He's only Eddie Guerrero could do them things, you know what I mean? He's only Eddie Guerrero.
She couldn't do it, man. So for me, that makes it a bitch of the week, just being so stubborn and making herself again look stupid. And now watch, she's at WrestleMania. WrestleMania.
Oh dear, Becky gets the... Oh, that's cold. That is cold. Serial killer, can you counter that?
Ooh, bitch of the week. Person said it's probably Samoa Joe.
Oh, shit! Samoa Joe on a bitch of the week!
My man gets in the ring with someone who's been in the ring for 50 minutes, has had technically two matches, he's absolutely battered, and gets beaten in about, what, 3-4 minutes?
Oh, no! Oh, no!
And he's supposed to be an absolute killer. And I wish he was. He's a monster. I'm a massive fan of his. But he's just made to look fucking ridiculous. He's lost in 3 minutes to a guy probably 50 pounds lighter who's been in the ring for 50 minutes longer. Come on.
I can vouch for that.
Oh dear, Samoa Joe gets the we get Biatch of the Week, man. My Biatch of the Week is in that same match that he was talking. Originally I was going to give that title to Chad Gable because, I'm sorry, Chad, you don't wear that glorious robe again. You don't look right. Don't do that again. But I think he looked out of place. Only Bobby Roode can pull that off, I think. Don't do that again. I was going to award it to him, but the actual award for Biatch of the Week for me goes to, with regret, I might add, AJ Styles. Yes, now, AJ Styles, come on now. Look how long you've been in this wrestling game, right? You know how Randy Orton rolls. You know how he rolls. So when his music hits, there you are, look at, where is he at? Where is Randy Orton? Where is he?
EBS, remember?
Say again?
EBS. Dumb babyface syndrome.
Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, there he is. Where you at? I hear voices. Where you at? This is Randy Orton you're dealing with, you know. RKO from behind. Blow! 1, 2, 3. Just like that, and SmackDown turn off. Bitch! AJ Styles with regret. Wardle, who you got?
My bitch of the week is the t-shirt company that's called All Elite Wrestling.
What? T-shirt company?
Because at the minute, that's all they are. They just make t-shirts and they just sell t-shirts. Now, the reason they might be after the week is the fans. I hate them. I want them to die horribly and painfully. Because...
all the pre-sale tickets. Oh, look. They all sold out in 24 minutes. That must mean they're a competitor to WWE. Shut your fucking mouth.
Oh, no!
I could have a gig for 100 people in my back garden and sell 10 tickets. And I could go, pre-sale tickets, they all sold out. I'm bigger than Bon Jovi. Oi, fuck off, man. They sold, 4,000 tickets. And judging by all these reselling sites, it's just fucking ticket touts that bought them all. Because I've seen about 2 people on Twitter that actually got tickets. The rest of them are on sale for like $5,000 a ticket.
What?
On like reselling websites. Like, fucking shut your mouth, you stupid fools. It's just it's another exhibition show. Why would you fly all the way to Vegas, right? Just to see another exhibition show. Just fucking idiots.
Oh, no!
Was it 3 years ago, man, when we had Jeff Jarrett? When it's got Global Force?
Yeah, Global Force, yeah.
And then nothing happened to that. That's probably what's going to happen with this AEW as well.
Well, they're saying they've got like a TV deal and they've got this and they've got that. Okay, cool, but I don't want to see exhibition matches every fucking week. They've got like 18 superstars. What are they going to do? What feuds can you build with that? When your first show as AEW, you're going to have Jericho versus Omega, which is like a marquee match. Hangman Page versus Pac. Like... What are you going to do on your weekly television show? Fuck all.
Well,
you've already shown off your marquee matches.
Well, the word is that the TV shows, they don't jump off till around September. Or October, something like that.
Well, it's just killing me, man, because, it's just fucking... It's the fans that ruin everything all the time. There's this one woman on Twitter, right? And every day... She must tweet them like 8 times, 9 times, saying how hyped she is. It's like, how can you be hyped for something that you don't even know what to expect?
Oh my God!
Because it could be a shower of shit. Because as I said when All In happened, it was all right, but it weren't anything spectacular, was it? Like, it was all right. He had some decent matches on it, but there was no match of the years from it, and it wasn't exactly... You know what I mean? It was all right. But, fuck, man, the fans.
Wardle, I've got a question for you. You know this woman you talk, that's so excited about the AEW.
They all need to take fucking Cody Rhodes' cock out of the mouth, man.
Oh my God. See, this is the question I wanted to ask you. This woman, her name's not Natalya by any chance, is it? Because we know she don't get dick from TJ.
I'm sure he tweets her every day going, I'm here, my dick's here.
He says she's there posing with a cardboard cutout of TJ. He says he's happy.
Real man, the fucking AEW fans. This is the thing. You can't even be a fan because they've not even done anything yet. How can you be a fan of something that hasn't happened? They make T-shirts. That's what they do at the minute. That's all they're doing.
T-shirt company.
They've already paid Jericho $1 million and nothing's happened. You know who did this? WCW. Who were they? Oh, they don't exist anymore.
WCW!
People have drawn comparisons to WCW, and I hope it doesn't go that way. It'd be nice if WWE have a rival, so they actually like pull their act together sometimes.
Yeah. My God, when was the last time I was on the show? Because I did a rant about it, didn't I?
It wasn't that long ago, man.
And Ryback, because this is the thing, the Ryback, everyone takes a piss out of him, but he said, I should get the same money as my opponent if I'm in the main event of a pay-per-view, because that's their business, right? Well, that's what AEW are doing, giving everybody the same money, depending on where they are on the card. So Pac versus Hangman Page, Pac will get the same money as Hangman Page, and Megan will get the same money as Jericho. Fair. But they all said Ryback was a fucking idiot when he said it.
Oh, no.
They do it. They're fucking doing it. And everyone's going, they're the best fucking thing to happen to wrestling. Fucking look at them. Fucking dickheads, man.
You remind me of that dude on Max Wrestling UK. Shout out to them. They've got one guy who rants like that all the time about WWE, and it cracks me the fuck up, man.
it's fans again, man. It's just fucking fans that ruin everything. How can you be hyped for a fucking t-shirt company?
Talking to t-shirts, shout out to the Usos. Their new t-shirt, man. Fucking hell. I'm contemplating buying that t-shirt for WrestleMania. I'm serious.
Right,
let's carry on anyway. My rant's finished. I'm trying to unlock build to fucking aggression
with AEW. Yeah, we're
45
minutes in,
it's 45
to go, and we still haven't hit Elimination Chamber
predictions. It's only like 5 matches,
it's fine.
With that said, Tua, can we go to do that right now? The Elimination Chamber! That's what we're here for. The predictions, 6 matches have been announced, as far as I'm aware, right? And we got
7 matches, my God.
Seven matches. Okay, what's the pre-show then? Because I haven't got it here. I've got 6 matches.
Braun vs. Corbin, that one you haven't got?
No, I've got Braun vs. Corbin here. So it might be a cruiserweight joint, I don't know.
Yeah, Braun vs. Corbin, yeah.
Ambrose on the pre-show, yeah.
Matches was the women's tag team, SmackDown tag team, men's chamber.
Got that.
Buddy Murphy versus Tanda Tazawa.
Oh, that's a match. It's a cruiserweight match. I ain't got. All right, then let's start this shit, man. I'll kick your ass. What was the cruiserweight joint? Buddy Murphy versus Akira Tozawa.
Yeah,
Tozawa.
Okay.
That's Kenta right there, man. It's
true, you know. It's true. Okay, this is a one-on-one thing. You know what? I'm gonna switch it up. I think Akira Tozawa's gonna do it.
Yeah, it's a fuck you to Kenta, isn't it?
I
hate you to
stay. I never saw it like that, but I just done it on the basis that it's a one-on-one contest, and that's that. Akira Tozawa for the win. If you've got the scorecard, serial killer, write that down. Write it down.
I'm okay. Already on it.
All right, thank you very much. Shad, are you going for the same?
I don't know what's going on between them, but yeah, because Kenta left, I'm going to say that they've got to...
Just
to
WWE
the petty in it,
so I'll yeah.
To the Asian. Yeah. And it's Asian history month
next
month, so I'll
be able to
give it
in. Is it now? Okay. I don't know, because he mentioned, was it March the 3rd or March the 4th to me the other day? And I was like, what the fuck is that? And then when he explained it to me, I was like, Shad!
Well, that's coming soon as well. They get their t-shirts, the AEW will premiere a couple of...
Anal
sex day
t-shirt.
Fucking anal sex day, isn't it? Oh, Chad remembers
all the crucial holidays of the year.
He's my serial killer. Akira Tozawa.
Hi. I'm
Buddy
Murphy. Carry on, sorry.
I'm trying to get to your killer's prediction. Who you got?
Buddy Murphy.
He's got money, Becky!
Alright, then.
He'll be
tough for Mania, I think.
I'll
switch it up at Mania.
Okay. Okay, that sounds
alright
to me. Okay.
Cool.
Waddle! Who you got?
Buddy Murphy!
We've got two for two. Sensational job, wherever you are in the world. Put your predictions in, you know what I mean? Leave them at the counters, all that. Serial killer can write them down. Before we go on to the next match, two things.
I'm going
to
fuck you, so I'll go for, body.
Shit!
Fuck that, it's not probably the first time it's been marked a body.
You can't talk about
some
accusations around.
Yeah! He's heading for
right now?
Shad's heading for church, you know? I swear to God. You're heading for church? Oh my God! Stop it! Serial killer, first thing. Who's leading in the scorecards as it stands now?
You and me are tied on 7-2 after the Rumble.
Okay.
Shad just beyond on 6-3.
Yeah.
And Joe is 5-4.
Oh no, Joe. Is Joe's gonna let the team down again? Oh no. Okay,
Joe was the only person who got a surprise men's Royal Rumble. Right though. Shad went for the Great Khali. I went for Adam Cole and Mike went for Velveteen Dream.
Yeah.
Joe's Alistair Blackpink actually came off. Those weren't counted towards points.
So I don't get a point because I said Jeff Jarrett in the chat.
You don't fucking count. You're not on every week.
Did I not say? I said Jeff Jarrett in the chat on the Rumble night.
Hang on.
I said Jeff Jarrett.
Hang on, Waddle. Do you want to be in this year's league?
The serial killer does not remember that.
I assume that Saka has not put me in because my Rumble predictions, bar the Rumble matches themselves, I got everything else right. So I'm assuming that's why I'm not included.
Nah, I thought you wasn't included because...
You weren't here last... You weren't in for last year's predictions.
No, just carry on. Just leave Waddle out. Don't worry about it.
Apple and...
Okay. Let's keep it moving, man, because why? Time I run now. The McMiz. I think that's what they want to call themselves now, the McMiz. They're the champions. The Uso brother, the challengers, World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Championships. Oh, shit. I don't know, you know. I'm finding this one hard to call. You can disagree with me if you wish.
It's hard to call. To have one of the greatest tag teams of the last 2-3 years lose to Shane McMahon and The Miz would be bad. It wouldn't be good.
It's all storyline. As I heard someone once say, it's all storyline.
Wrestling is storyline, true indeed. Well, the next pay-per-view after that is Fastlane. So, for that reason, Miz and Shane, they'll pull off another victory. Put me down for the McMiz. I'm seriously considering the Usos t-shirt. And I don't buy WWE t-shirts that too often. I'm seriously considering it, man. It's a wicked t-shirt. Serial killer, who you got?
I'm going to go McMiz. I don't know what the payoff is here. But I think they'll pick up another win for now. Just keep it ticking over. Like I said, it's a long way till Mania, so I think I'll keep it for now.
Okay. Okay, cool. Waddle?
I'm going to go for McMiz. Unfortunately.
It's one of them ones, man. You know what I mean? It's like, we're not supposed to root for them, but after that shooting star press from Shane, it's like, yo, these two could actually be a formidable team over time.
I'm like with Sacco. I just don't get this. I don't understand. I don't know why.
Yeah.
We're building to an inevitable Shane versus Miz match. I don't understand what the fucking point of this is. Shane's got to have his match, I guess. So.
It is a puzzling one.
I'm sorry to be a downer, but I just don't fucking get it. I'm trying to think about it. I don't think
any of us do. I think it's a head scratcher for real. Honestly, I really do, man. Shad, who you got?
I'll go for
Mac-a-Miz
as well.
Mac-a-Miz.
I think the father will get involved. I think that's where the dissension will come from eventually.
Oh no!
Mr. Miz. I think he's gonna get involved at some point. Might have a Mr. Miz on the pole match, something like that, I don't know.
Oh no!
It's been a while since we've had an on a pole match, hasn't it? So, we could do with one.
Oh no!
Son against father and son?
Like I said, I just
don't get it.
Well, at least that father's giving it a go where it could lead to. Ivan, I can't figure that one out. Next match. I'm disappointed this is a single match. I think this should be force count anywhere at least, or some sort of shit. Because we've had this match already. Baron Corbin versus Braun Strowman.
Why?
That's what
Why?
I thought, Wardle. I'm like, come on, man. I want to see if they're going to fight again. Stipulation that Ross. There's no stipulation on it, man. I'm not happy. I want Corbin to get boss ass. Braun's going to take the victory. There's no doubt. Write it down, serial killer. Braun's won this match. There's no doubt, but...
It wasn't really funny at the Rumble after Braun took Corbin out and just, like, screamed at the top of his voice at Corbin. I'm not finished with you.
I want Braun to fuck up Corbin. Fuck him up. You know what I mean? Whether it's during or after the match, fuck him up. Give me a reason why I should watch this match, WWE. We've seen it already.
I think the fact that Braun did a triple run over at ringside this week makes it watchworthy. He ran over everybody. It was wonderful. Everyone there. It was great. Everyone there.
Wardle, Braun and Corbin.
I'll be having a piss and making a drink, you know what I mean? So I don't know.
Wow. Can you imagine? Imagine, right? Say a year or so ago, when we used to talk about Braun, and we used to talk about he was the best, and every week he used to get MVP of the week, and he used to do all this wild shit, and me and Warden would try to recreate Braun's music and all sorts of shit, and now it's come to a piss break.
I'm gonna say, just for the sheer shock factor, I'm going to say Baron Corbin goes over.
You're not forgetting about McIntyre. He's going to play a part in this somehow.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen, isn't it?
He will. But they've been getting run up over Braun all day, though, man. I think this is time for Braun's revenge. Get them.
I think if there is any Corbin McIntyre factor, it'll be after the match.
Yeah, none of them will get up ahead until they'll like, just be left staring at each other. Devious.
Okay. Alright, Shad, who you got?
Another Strawman. Strawman to get the victory.
Strawman.
Q or some sort of other means. Oh yeah, I'll definitely see the last two people standing will be McIntyre and Strawman. To lead to a fast lane match or whatever.
Well, it won't be a fast lane, will it?
Why not?
Because this is a Raw only event, and then fast lane SmackDown only, isn't it?
No,
they scrapped that, didn't they? What? They scrapped
that. All right, fair enough. I thought they were still doing that for fast lane. They were still going to do the.
No. I think it's just WWE's way of being like, yo, this World to WrestleMania is long out, man, so let's just throw another pay-per-view in Fastlane just
out of interest, because like people are saying McIntyre is going to be in this in some way. Like, what do you see happening for McIntyre at Mania? Because, like, he was skyrocketing up the fucking... And then now it seems to have stopped.
My answer to you... Go on, Chad, you go first.
Oh, Jonathan Cena?
Yeah, agree with Shad. I think that's his WrestleMania opponent, John Cena.
Fair enough. Because I was just thinking about it just then, because you said about him getting involved, and I was like, weird how he was, like, shooting up and everyone wanted to fucking see him. And now he's just sort of stopped, and nothing seems to be happening.
The main reason behind that is because Cena's injured, he's out of the game, or so it seems. So, Yeah, and if it's still combined with the storyline, they made it out like Drew McIntyre done it, that he took Cena out.
Yeah, Cena's not actually injured, that's why I'm not sure that he will get a match with McIntyre.
Right.
Oh, so they're doing that angle that they've copied from NXT. Oh, okay, cool.
Basically, Drew McIntyre is running off his mouth like, oh, I look how I made Kurt Angle tap out like a bitch. Oh, I destroyed the Shield, and I'm coming after you, Cena. Rare. You know, and then a part of me was thinking, well, it depends when you fight Cena. And a part of me was thinking, hey, the way you're going with this, don't even come after Undertaker, you know, because I'll fuck you up my damn self. God, I don't like Drew McIntyre or what he told the serial killer that. But, John Cena.
My bad, I've just missed that storyline then completely. I didn't know any of that.
yeah. He came out on Raw the one week and he's telling Cena, yo, I made Kurt Angle tap, I destroyed the Shield, and I destroyed Braun Strowman, and now I'm coming after you, Cena, you're the next one. All right, I mean, I'm going to kill off all the greats, that's what I'm trying to do. So, as soon as I seen that, then it hit me. I said, Drew McIntyre, you're not winning the Royal Rumble. Contrary to what people may think, and it hit me from there. So yeah, man, that's Drew McIntyre for you. Next match, Finn Balor versus Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush. It's for the Intercontinental Championship.
You want WrestleMania? You want to live your dream? It's the moment. What do you want?
I still think the two of yous want me nowhere near that match. And I've been getting advice all night long, whether I wanted it or not, and yes, I don't trust you. And yes, I got angry when I thought that my opportunity was being taken away from me. And yes, these people were chanting, knock them out. And so yes, I punched you in the face, and yes, I slapped you in the face. But yes, if all that's keeping me away from my dream is two little words, then... Stephanie, Triple H, I'm sorry. Now that nonsense is out of the way, we have a deal. My path to WrestleMania is clear for me to get my hands on Ronda Rousey, right? Because if anybody tried to steal my dream away from me, they would find themselves in the fight of their lives. You understand that? I don't care if it's you or anyone. No one is taking my dream away from me.
Becky, wouldn't have it any other way. Congratulations. You're going to WrestleMania.
So there you have it. It is set for WrestleMania. Becky Lynch.
Wait, that's it?
That's it. Congratulations. You're going to WrestleMania.
Very emotional confrontation between these two superstars earlier tonight back in the locker room area. Ronda said, do the right thing. Make this match happen. Becky apologized.
Hang on.
Where's the chairman?
Whoa. Hang on. No. So before you actually do something silly out there, let me get this off my chest. I think that Stephanie's right. That could be one of the greatest main events of all time. It could be. But Becky, I think you think you're bigger than WWE. You've got an attitude, you got a bad attitude. I don't like bad attitudes. That goes for you too, Ronda. So you're not the man. I'm the man. Sometimes a man has to make tough decisions, okay? And here's one of them. Becky, You're suspended for 60 days. I'm not going to accept your apology. They may. I'm not, okay? Which means, let's see, that suspension runs out. Oh, 5 days after this WrestleMania. We need someone to take your place, someone with charisma, someone with charm, someone who knows their lane and they stay in it. We need someone who's going to take Ronda to the limit. We need Charlotte Flair.
All hail the queen!
This is insane!
What just happened?
The man just happened! The boss! The chairman!
Wow!
Mr. McMahon just took Becky out of the WrestleMania match against Ronda and replaced her with Charlotte Flair!
Stop!
Yo, I've been laughing all week, you know. I've been in tears. Yo, I swear down, Charlotte is my hero. Charlotte Flair, we need a champion, a winner who knows her place, knows her lane, who represents the company. And Charlotte Flair is that woman. She will take us to victory. Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch, you got a bad attitude. We don't do that over here. Not on the JAMMS podcast. Hashtag, we can edit that. Yo, it's one of them shows, people, straight away. I ain't editing shit out. Grand Body P, Serial Killer, Shad Father, Mr. 100-1000 is all in effect right now, man. BDSIR Network, the best I'm showing radio. How you doing, guys? One at a time, one at a time.
Ladies first.
The lady's not here. I don't know where she is. I think she's in Poland or something.
I thought Sacco was on. Is
that
there?
Oh, no. What happened to the serial killer?
I'm not... Matt Sacco's so white.
What a pair of blunders. I'm like, I'm not answering them.
I told you it's one of those shows, didn't I? I told you when it comes to prediction shows, and you got Mr. 1000 on the show as well, you know what I mean? Anything is bound to happen. And I'll try this again. How you doing, guys? One at a time, one at a time.
Did you just ejaculate?
Oh, shit!
All it is the Bobby Roode theme. I just hit that play button. I'm good, Michael Grant, Mr. Grant Body P, Mr. I ain't afraid of no dog.
I'll kick your ass. We've only got like a 90-minute show, right? Shad, I'm going to start with you, man. Shad, I'm starting with you. Charlotte Flair, talk about her. Because that was brilliant.
Well, she's very famous. Because she's got a famous dad. And turned 70.
Shad! Careful!
She has the same posterior as her father.
The wrestling shows
this week,
not just Charlotte Flair in general. Oh, okay.
You can get Mike,
and you can
really like
two
of the chat.
I made a boo-boo there. sorry, listeners, I should have been more specific. I'll try it again. Charlotte Flair and her inclusion into the title match at WrestleMania 35 against Ronda Rousey. Talk about it.
Oh, God. I knew it was going to happen, so I'm not really surprised. I'm not so happy about it, but to be honest, I don't really care. You know, to be honest. I just want to see them fight. If it's three women fighting, they're cool. If it's two, cool. If it's one, that's cool as well.
Do you not think that it's just been done because WWE is just trolling everyone because they know what they really want?
Bingo!
can't believe everyone's so invested about it.
Ding, 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 ding.
And Triple T is just backstage, pissing themselves laughing at this. They're trolling everyone. And I don't think Charlotte is going to be part of the match at Mania. You know, I don't think she'll end up being in it. I think she'll get fast-lined out by Becky. I still think Oscar's going to be involved in here somewhere. Maybe that's Charlotte Flair's match at Mania, but... yeah, look. It's just so obviously a troll, just to piss the fans off and get a reaction. So many people are falling for it. Warder, what's your take on it?
Well, exactly the same as you. I mean, otherwise you're going to have two faces. You've got Ronda Rousey versus Becky, and they're both faces. So how would that work?
Like, I'd just be booed a lot.
Yeah, well, that's
not the reason why they're probably including us, so someone can get the boos.
But, let's all be real, this was always the plan. It was always going to be Charlotte Flair and Rousey in some way, shape, or form. And that was never changed. That was always the plan. It's been penciled in since last year. We knew it was all coming. We all said last year's show for Mania. We knew what next year's main events were going to be. And here we are, as predicted. It's going to be some sort of Charlotte versus Ronda match, as predicted. What a shock. Well, people are booing Charlotte and screaming at Charlotte, and it's almost like she's meant to be booed because she's a heel. Like, it's a weird concept that you're supposed to boo heels. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're supposed to hate them. Like, I don't know, I think it's great. Especially,
it's like, I don't know why people booed Triple T in the early 2000s when he was such a dastardly T. Well, they booed him, I have no idea. He loved tapping people on the head with his sledgehammer.
And I mean, because we're all about, you know, inclusion and stuff, obviously you've got Charlotte who's transgender, so that's a nice... You think people would be cheering her?
Oh, see.
Do you want to AEW and find out about transgender?
Don't get me started on AEW.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
It's not. All those best dream all into one.
It's not. It's
what?
Not.
Transgenders?
Oh, you can't be a good Thai ladyboy.
What?
Moving on before this gets...
Yeah, before this gets...
Did A surprise you what they've done with Charlotte, and B, does it surprise you how much the fans have fallen for it, hook, line, and sinker?
This is what I can't understand.
They all think they're really smart and clever, yet they've all completely fallen for it, and they've all lost their minds. It's so funny just watching how pissed off people have been about it.
I mean...
It's amazing. I'm loving it.
Yeah, here we are. This is the BDSIR network, right? This is the show for the intelligent wrestling fans, right? Right?
Well, arguably, yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, now, fans, if you've fallen for this, you are such dickheads. The rock music's playing, right? The rock music is playing, right? Right?
I don't know, you're the DJ.
Okay, Cash. So, hold on. So, let me get this right so I can understand this. All last week, and the week before that, and the week before that, and the weeks leading up to this shit, that's all we've been debating. We even debated it on the show last week. Should Charlotte be entered this match, and why, or why not? Let me, right? So, obviously, WWE clocked onto this, and just as you guys said, right, so you're going to hit it right on the head, bingo, the bullseye went right to that inner red part of the dartboard, right? They seen it and thought, right, let's troll their class. Let's troll them right now. You know what I mean?
When they came out and told us that we were the authority, is that the trolling thing you mean?
Possibly. You know what I mean? It's like, come on now. First and foremost, Charlotte was in the storyline in the fucking first place. She was in the fucking storyline from November. So suddenly she's going to be taken out of this storyline? No.
Can I just remind people as well that because she's not getting enough credit and it's no one actually in this match, but she's not getting any credit for any of this, and that's Nia Jax. Because if it wasn't for Nia Jax bloodying up Becky Lynch in the first place, Becky Lynch would not be in this match right now. She would not be in the main event. They would have already had the round Ronda Becky match, and Ronda would have gone over. So can we just, you know, can people just get off the high horses about how fucking amazing they think Becky Lynch is? Because she's not changed, she's still alright, it's just she's just a bit bitchy and a bit mouthy now. But, you know, where's the Nia Jax love? Because if it wasn't for her clocking her straight in the mouth, where would we be now? It would just be Ronda versus Charlotte anyway.
Becky,
so nothing's changed, except Becky's the one who forced her way into this match. It's not the other way around.
Blessing in disguise, innit? You know what I mean? And
like I said, Becky's the one who's come into this match. It's not the other way around. It's not Charlotte being included. It's Becky being included. Because it was always going to be Charlotte versus Ronda.
Yeah. That's true. It is true. You know what I mean? Let the truth be told. Becky was not in the match to begin with. She was not in the Royal Rumble to begin with.
Not too much, actually. She won the Royal Rumble. She won the Rumble. Austin goes down as the winner, even though he didn't win it, but he won it. Okay, what, 2009?
Cena. No! 2009. Fucking hell. Because I'm trying to remember the WrestleMania. I'm trying to remember the WrestleMania, you see. I'm trying to.
2009.
Randy Orton.
Yes, and I could have sworn that Randall kicked Vince McMahon in the head.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a wicked storyline.
That was a brilliant storyline. That was. That made me a Randy Orton fan. That storyline did.
Yeah.
Didn't he legitimately concuss Vince as well?
Probably just kicked him in the head. Was that a story where Triple T turned up at Randy's house? Yeah, he bossed him through his window. The one where he kicked, the joke was, Randall drew in the whole exchange, was saying how he can't take his Royal Rumble spot away from him. It's like a contract. He said he would sue Vince if he takes the title shot away from him.
Oh, that's the same storyline, when Randy got a bit, like, rapey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that made me a Randall fan, because I was on the floor laughing.
Look at this, it's such an S&M community, that would be a threesome.
Let me tell you something about that, right? That storyline was so good, was so funny, that my flatmate, who's not even a wrestling fan, was on the floor laughing as well. We was both on the floor laughing. That's how good that was. Randy Orton.
I don't know if it's on network. I'm pretty sure it's not on there.
Nah, man, that's on. Well, I don't know. I'm due to put my network back on, actually, because, you know what I mean? It's like, yo, I want to watch this Elimination Chamber, man. Word up, man.
The point I'm trying to make is that Becky should pick up a boss, man, and say, yo, what about this contract? But, you know,
Well, hey, see, this is what I'm saying, right? You know what I mean? At time of recording, it's the day before Valentine's Day. We've got until April, right? We've got until April, okay? So it's like, yo, there's plenty of time. I'm not worried. But for those, you know what I mean, those who've gone becks about it, they're all fools. Ultimate fools. Like, I'm trying to make my bullet points. One, Charlotte was in the storyline from November, right? Two, as you guys said, Becky wasn't in the match to begin with. She forced her way in the Royal Rumble. She was not supposed to be in it. You know what I mean? Lana was injured with her leg, whatever. That should be the end of it. Becky found her backside in there. You know what I mean? If Roman Reigns did that same shit, fans wouldn't like that shit.
I said that it was cool, man. So go ahead.
There you go. I'm surprised that Kennedy didn't bring that up, to be honest. But there you go. That's another thing on top, man. It's like, come on, man.
All I'm going to say, this is the last thing I'm going to say on it. You guys can carry on, but number one, where's Oscar? Number two, if this is the main event, like the legitimate main event of Mania, you're going to get the biggest viewing drop you've ever had for a Mania main event. I'm just going to tell you now, nobody... It's only your diehards that will tune in for it. Only your diehards, because it's not going to be a good match. It's not going to be...
Whoa, nah.
Ronda and Becky?
Nah, I disagree with you there. I disagree 100%.
It's not. If it was that good, it would have already main evented something. Like, and it would...
You know, the Charlotte versus Ronda match is fantastic.
Yes, but Becky isn't Charlotte.
Yeah, but what about the Sasha Ronda match at Rumble? That was good.
It was alright.
That was good.
No, I thought it was really good.
Yeah, Bayley went in against against Ronda, and that was on a Raw.
I would give all of all of Ronda's matches 3.5 out of 5. All of them. This is on the fifth scale. I'll give it 3.5 fifths. I don't think it's not main event worthy. It's not. This will be co-main event as they do every year. It's not going to be the main event. It will still be Rollins going on last against Brock Lesnar.
Well, all right then. This is my
WrestleMania should close with Becky Lynch victorious. That is how Mania should close.
But you know she's not going to win. Are you for real? She's not going to beat Ronda. That's why. It's either going to be Charlotte or Ronda retains.
I'm going to pick it forever.
There's no way. She's not dropping it to Becky Lynch. Absolutely.
This is why they can't make new stars, because they keep dropping the ball and doing the wrong thing.
It's the right thing.
No, Becky winning is definitely the right thing.
No.
It would be a massive moment. It would be their cemented legacy. That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's not D-Bry, is it? It's not D-Bry winning it.
Wardle, I'll put it to you, right, before I make my the rest of the bullet points that I've got, right? Let's say Becky doesn't win at Big WrestleMania. Ronda's already gone through Charlotte, she's already gone through Bayley, she's already gone through Sasha, and she's most likely going to get through Ruby Riott, right? She got through Nia, Alexa Bliss, all them people there. Who's going to beat Ronda Rousey for the title? Let's just say Becky doesn't win.
I would say it would be Sasha at SummerSlam.
Man, that's what I'm saying. I honestly think in my heart of hearts that this match right here coming up is the catalyst for the whole Four Horsewomen shit that will follow on for the rest of the year. But that's just my opinion.
I don't have anything personal against Becky. I just, overall, she isn't the draw that people think she is. People cheer for Elias. The pops are bigger for Elias than they are for Becky. When he says, who wants to walk with Elias? And they go, what does WWE stand for? They pop for bigger for Elias. That's all I'm saying. So if you listen, I just don't think.
Yeah, but Becky ain't got no catchphrases though. She just comes.
That's what I'm saying.
She comes out. She comes out in a shirt. The man. That's it. And that brings me to my next bullet point, right? People who think Becky's not even in the match, they're dumb, because I don't know if you guys have noticed, but on WWEshop.com, there's a new Becky Lynch shirt that's come out, and it simply says this: Wrestle Man Ear. Wrestle Man Ear.
I mean, in all likelihood, right, they're going to put the belt on Becky. It's the wrong move, but the likelihood is they'll put the belt on Becky. The problem is that people will then turn on her, because Becky's character now is the underdog, the fighter, the one that's chasing, right? Soon as you give that type of character the belt, people turn off them instantly. Instantly, they go, ah, she's boring now. And it would be in a matter of a week or two after she wins the strap. It will all be, she's not chasing it, so she's not as cocky anymore. And now, because they have to make her weak again for someone to look like a legitimate contender, don't they? That's how it works. You make them look weak for the next person to come and have a crack. Well, if she's not the strong, cocky, loudmouth character that she is now, people will turn off her. And then that's it. You've ruined it. Matt was talking about cocking it up. Cocking it up would be putting the belt on her. That would be cocking it up. Have her just chase it. Just keep chasing the fucking thing. Let her win it at some point, but it's not Mania.
No, you've got to pull the trigger at Mania, otherwise you've just wasted all that momentum and all that hype and all that sort of organic greatness that is the Becky Lynch train at the minute. You've got to pull the trigger on it.
I'm just going to say Braun Strowman. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Braun Strowman? What's he got to do with all this?
Well, should have pulled the trigger on Braun a few months ago.
Braun Strowman. They fucked it up.
Did say Rusev.
Rusev.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Nakamura at Mania. Braun Strowman. Oscar at Mania. I'm thinking I should have pulled the trigger there. And look what's happened. Like, Nakamura. No one really cares anymore at this point.
Nakamura is
incredible. Ditto Oscar. And I think if they keep doing the same thing with Braun, where he's just a nearly man. You know, look what happened to Bray Wyatt, for fuck's sake. Prime example of should have pulled the trigger.
The best thing they can do, in my opinion, just my opinion, the best thing they can do is put the strap on Charlotte as the corporate champion. And you have now got the monster fucking heel that is protected because she's just the best. That she's the best women's wrestler. Right.
No one wants a corporate heel. We just have Seth Rollins and everyone hates it.
But it's alright. It's alright to have a female Austin. But we can't have a fit female McMahon, is what you're saying.
We've overdone it to Seth Wardle.
Right, so
the whole Rollins thing went stale. Like, the crowd
Shadow tell ya. I'm ready to leave on from this Charlotte thing, man.
There was one more thing I wanted to put out there before we move on to MVPs and that. And that is the chair awards related to all of this. And it goes out to Ronda Rousey's section on Instagram, right? Who really went in, and I don't know if it's trolling, but to me it's a chair award because they obviously woke up out of their bed and didn't even change their brief to type this. It's all gone. For those who said, don't worry, Becky will still be added in the match. Well, we want one-on-one match, not triple threat. WWE just don't understand that we haven't had enough of Charlotte Flair. I don't fucking care if this is a fucking storyline. What made her so special? Blonde? Boob surgery? Flair's stupid daughter? I guess God made a mistake when they should have took Charlotte instead of Reed Flair. Charlotte don't want to be a wrestler. Spelled incorrectly. But she did it for her little brother, so that means she did it for someone else. Becky and Ronda did it for themselves. They work hard to reach this point. Charlotte already get everything. That's spelled incorrectly. First Hell in a Cell, first Steel Cage, main eventing Hell in a Cell, tied with Trish with 7 title reigns. What else? I guess Becky needs to change her name to Becky Flair, or Ronda can do that to Ronda Flair. Fuck WWE, fuck Charlotte Flair, hashtag Becky got screwed, hashtag AEW over WWE. Seriously, if you saw that Instagram post, it was hard to read because the grammar is appalling on it. That's a chair award right there. It's February, motherfuckers. WrestleMania's not till April. There's a WrestleMania t-shirt. Look on WWEshop.com. Look on the website, motherfucker.
That shirt is.
Huh? Copy
Mandy Rose.
Don't give me joke. Mandy Rose. Nah, man. Sorry. Getting angry over a thing like that when Daniel Bryan, we didn't even know when Daniel Bryan was going to get a title shot until WrestleMania 30, on the day of WrestleMania 30 itself, when he defeated Triple T, went on to defeat Batista and Randy Orton in the same night and won title, okay? And then WWE tried to start it out and say, yeah, that was all part of the plan. No, it wasn't, but hey, it turned out well in the end, okay? They're doing the same shit with this Becky Lynch shit. And you want to compare it on it? Get your chair! That's what we have to say about that. We've talked too long about this shit, and we've had a lot of fun, but we've got to move on to MVPs of the week. Shad, you will go first. MVP of the week.
MVP of the week.
Yeah, MVP of the week. Who do you have?
Kofi Kingston!
He might be a whole house here. Kofi Kingston!
Oh, I see why. Okay.
Yeah, because I ain't gonna lie, you know what I mean? I was very close to awarding Charlotte Flair the MVP of the week until Kofi Kingston happened. Kofi motherfucking Kingston smashed it. Absolutely smashed it. Talk about blessing in disguise.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.